DVP Strategy and Investor Relations. We also have with us Mr. Kartik Kajaria, who heads the Adhesive Division. We will commence this forum with the opening comments from Mr. Ashok Kajaria, after which we will throw open the floor for questions and answers. Please note that certain statements made by the management may be forward-looking within the meaning of applicable laws and regulations. Actual results might differ substantially from those expressed or implied. Kajaria Ceramics Limited will not be in any way responsible for any actions taken based on such statements. Now, I would like to invite Mr. Ashok Kajaria to begin. Thank you.
Good evening, Namaskar. I think for a long time you wanted that Chetan and Rishi should be here, so they are here today. And also I have Kartik, who's the elder son of Chetan and my grandson, who just completed his studies at UCLA, America, and just joined the business from July 23. He's heading the Adhesive Division. So very warm welcome to all of you. Thank you for sparing your valuable time to be with us this evening. This time, the format is a little different. I am going to share a three-year mission of Kajaria. What Kajaria is looking at for the next 3 years. Numbers and everything for the year which has just ended, for the quarter just ended, is already with you. That can be part of the Q&A later. I would like to share the vision of Kajaria for the next 3 years. Company at a glance: 36 years of experience, presence in building material segments like tiles, bathware, plywood, and tile adhesives. 10 manufacturing facilities, 7 for tiles, 2 for sanitary ware, 1 for bathware. 7,000 plus employees. The turnover for the year ended is 45.8 billion rupees for the year 24. 4.2 billion is a consolidated PAT. The PAT has gone up by 23% compared to last year, in spite of a very difficult year what we faced last year. Market cap currently about $2.3 billion. 20% market capitalization growth over last decade. Benchmarking with best corporate governance. Experienced and diversified professional board. Effective risk management. Transparent and detailed shareholder communication. No equity dilution since last 10 years. Capital allocation strategy, which you keep asking all the time. CapEx met through internal accruals only. 40 to 50% dividend payout policy in place since last 3 years. Sonali ji, you can come forward. Please come. Invest only in products or segments which can leverage brand or existing dealer network. Invest in product segments which generate 20% plus ROC on a sustainable basis. Healthy balance sheet. Lean balance sheet to accommodate growth. Sound working capital management. Net cash balance sheet since past 6 years. Rated AA for long-term facilities and A1 for short-term facilities by ICRA. Our business segments. 89% is tiles, 8% is bathware and sanitary ware, 2% is plywood, and 1% is adhesives. Over the past few years, while we have intensified our focus on tiles and bathware verticals, we have also extended our presence into plywood and the adhesive segments. Despite other than tile segments likely to grow faster than tiles, the latter would still account for 85% of the total revenue by end of March 27. Tiles, the core segment. Number one player in India, 8th largest player in the globally, 7 manufacturing plants. Our current capacity, annual capacity, is 86.47 million square meters. We sold last year 108 million square meters. Roughly, we produced about 83.5 million square meters. Rest was outsourced. 40.6 billion consolidated tax revenue, tile revenue in F24. 3,500 SKUs in tiles. and 18,000 plus strong dealer network. Key business moat, inherent strength, superior product mix, proven track record of execution, experienced and retained sales team, strong manufacturing prowess, robust supply chain, unprecedented focus on quality, which has been the forte of Kajaria for the last so many years. Widespread dealer network, out of 1,800 plus, 415 are exclusive showrooms, and 70% presence in the retail segment. Normally, the industry norm is 50-50. Superior brand recall, premium pricing versus peers, 10% market share in the domestic tile industry. The tile industry, roughly the domestic market is about 42,000 crores, and exports are about, the ending March is about 19,500 crores, which means the total tile industry in India currently is about 61,500 crores. Volume growth enablers, market share gains to continue from regional players. The key factor is GST. Domestic tile industry expected to grow at 6-7% CAGR over 24-27. Sustenance of export growth momentum for Morbi players to limit competitive intensity in the domestic space. Volume growth enablers. Incremental volume growth to be met through a mix of capacity addition, brownfield and greenfield, and contract manufacturing. Increased dealer penetration in Tier 3 and Tier 4 cities. Focus on adding exclusive showrooms. Aggression in brand spends to continue. Focus to intensify on larger format tiles with upgradation of our manufacturing units in North and South India, Secunderabad and Kalahasti. Recent launch of luxury brand Uniterra tiles, Uniterra brand to add further premiumization. Creation of Pan India project team to intensify focus on government projects. Right now we have a government team only for North India. We have decided to have strengthen it, and we are in the process of doing it by end of June. IT upgradation to improve business efficiency. Recent initiatives which will take us to the next level. Premiumization. Recently installed continua press line to enable us to significantly improve our positioning in large format tiles, slabs. Manufacturing. Upgraded our Secunderabad and Kalahasti plant, which has now started manufacturing high quality premium tiles. Introduced significantly cheaper biogas fuel in North India units, which has made manufacturing very, very cost effective. Branding. Our brand spends has stood at over 840 crores in the last decade, more than cumulative spends of three major listed players in the last decade. A&P spends for FY24 stood at 131 crores. Major spends in F24 included spends towards creating more exclusive dealer showrooms, airport branding, cricket, and sponsoring for women's IPL RCB team. Distribution. We have started taking concerted steps to further improve our existing distribution network. Increasing our pocket share is in existing dealers while removing the non-performing dealers. The year which ended, we have added 200 dealers, but at the same time, we have removed almost 150 dealers who are non-performing. Adding more exclusive showrooms in Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 cities and towns in particular. We currently have presence in 1,000 towns in India and aspire to expand it to 2,000 towns over the next 3 years. Currently, as per government data, there are 4,441 towns with municipalities in India. Kajaria presently is in about 1,000. We hope to increase it to 2,000 in the next 3 to 4 years. Digitization. We are also upgrading our IT-related infrastructure with recent introduction of SFA, which will improve employee productivity, and DMS, which will increase business efficiency of our dealers and branches. key initiatives, Container Plus Press is installed in our own manufacturing units at Secunderabad and Kalahasti. Exclusive showrooms open in tier three cities. You are seeing one in Kushalnagar, Karnataka, and one is in Hoshiarpur, Gupta Trading Company, and many such showrooms. Of course, the RCB women's team, which won the recent WPL. Focus on large format tiles and slabs, the bigger tiles which are, we have started manufacturing now at Kalahasti and Secunderabad. Key initiatives, airport branding. You see Kajari everywhere in all the major and smaller airports. Bathware, a fast growing supplementary segment. Current positioning, we are there for almost 10 years, 10 years of existence. Carofit is a brand name. Sanitary ware and faucet capacity of 1.2 million and 1.6 million pieces respectively. 500 plus dealers, including 85 premium outlets. Premium outlet means a guy who has given us a good space of almost 15 to 2,000 square feet. 3.6 billion is a revenue, Bathware revenue 24. 7.4% EBITDA margin in F24. 2% market share and 15% equity held by Westbridge Crossover Fund. Growth enablers. Increasing number of bathrooms in residential real estate segment. Bathware industry to continue to grow in double digits over F24-27. Higher penetration of premium products. Recently commissioned at state-of-art sanitaryware plant in Morbi to drive volumes and premiumization. It's a absolutely state-of-the-art plant. Expanding the existing distribution network. Focus on aggressively adding exclusive showrooms and brand spends to gain further momentum. Grace Bond by Kajaria. Tile adhesives is taking a big space in the industry now because with the large format tiles coming in, especially in the floor, they are only being put by adhesives. That gives additional strength. This market has grown over a period of time, and currently it is a 5,000 crore market. Kajaria's positioning is, it's been 3 years of existence, presence in tile adhesives, grouts, and tile cleaners. Grace Bond is a brand name, currently an outsourcing model. Meanwhile, we are putting a plant at our Gailpur plant very shortly. It should be commissioned by end of September. But of course, we have to buy regionally also because freight is a very important matter. And 50 crore revenue in F24. Market in growth enablers for adhesives, market share gains over organized players, unorganized players to continue. Our biggest strength is the dealer network because every dealer sells adhesives. Right now, we may be selling other brands such as Laticrete, Roff, Weber. But at the end, right now, we have touched only about 20-25% of our dealer network. Tile adhesive industry to continue to grow 12-15% CAGR over 24-27. Increasing acceptance of large format tiles and slabs, that is where the adhesives uses is growing. Significant scope to leverage KCL's tile dealer network. First manufacturing plant to be set up in Gailpur, I just shared. This should be happening by September 24. FY25, yeah. Outsourcing to continue for east, west, and south markets. Plywood diversified business segment. Now almost 7 years of existence. Presence into plywood, blackboards, shuttering ply and laminates. Kajaria is a brand name. Currently an outsourcing model, and the revenue was 104 crores in F24. Plywood industry to grow at 5% CAGR over 24-27. Market share gains over unorganized players to continue on gradual basis. Plywood industry, however, is currently grappling with rising timber prices, which is likely to ease over 12 to 18 months. Focus on expanding the distribution network. 3 year mission, where we will be at Kajaria. 150 million square meters of tiles, revenue 5,500 crores. Other segments should be around 1,000 crores. EBITDA margin we are targeting at 15 to 17%. EBITDA margin enablers. One, benefit of operating leverage. This realization across tile categories seem to have bottomed out. As we are aware, 22-23 gas prices have gone up very much, which came down in 23-24, so some benefits had to be passed on to the dealers in the form of additional incentives. So there was lesser, some prices have not been cut, but lesser price realization. Cost realization across the value chain, scaling up in adjacencies to be margin accretive. EBITDA margin trajectory likely to remain sustained at 15 to 17% range, bearing impact of steep gas price volatility. 3-year roadmap, consolidated revenue 6,500 crores, 3-year CAGR 12%, tiles 5,500 crores, bathware 675 crores, plywood 175 crores, and adhesive will be at 150 crores. Proposed capex every year will be 225 to 250 crores every year from 25 to 27. Thank you. Thank you. The floor is open for questioning. You can address who you want to answer. Chetan is here. Rishi is here. Our CFO, Mr. Sanju, is here. And Karthik is here. So you can say that who you want to address that. Yeah, please, ma'am. Go ahead. Yeah, somebody raised a hand over there. Yes, please. Mic to her, please. Mic.
Presentation.
Can you
hear me now?
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. And that was a very crisp presentation. We haven't, in fact, the kind of upside that we were expecting to see in the tiles to pick up, you know, in terms of. Can you hear me now?
Better.
Okay. We were expecting the tile segment to do well in the second half, and we haven't seen the kind of numbers. While the roadmap looks quite nice, promising as well, I wanted to understand when do you think the tire segment is actually going to pick up? Do we see this happening from second half of FY25, or is it like the story is yet to start, maybe from the third or the fourth quarter of FY25? And secondly, of course, to the young generation, how do you see, where is your vision in terms of tiles? And on the larger scale, you know, we're moving towards, modernization of tires into tabletops, etc. Where do you see the tires business actually going forward from here?
Hi. So two, three things. What are we doing as a company? One, you asked the demand is not, we have not able to sell that much. So as we're aware, the construction industry is now in the right front. And as they say, your tile demand comes T plus two. So from this year onwards, we see a very good demand coming in for tiles. Number two, what have we done and what are we planning to do? As Kajaria, we have invested in technology. We have put in two Continua Plus lines in North, and we are the only company which has a plants in North and South of India for Continua Plus technology. So we are investing in technology. We are making excellent products, number one. Number two, we are training the people, the dealer staff, especially in South. You know, the showrooms are huge. They are 30,000 square feet, 40,000 square feet. They deal with multiple brands. So what we are doing is, like, I recently went to Kushal Nagar. I opened that showroom in Karnataka. I also went to Vellore in Tamil Nadu. So while we are traveling around, we see potential is huge, but a lot of these dealers are working with multiple brands. So what we are doing is, one, we are working on our products, giving them good products. Secondly, training their staff. We are on our cost, we are getting these people to our factories. Like all the South people are coming to Kalahasti factory. We are training them, telling them about the product, giving them that energy to sell. When they go back to their shop, they are so bullish on Kajaria that, you know, over all the other brands, Kajaria is anyways, and thirdly, we are spending a lot of money on brand. So fourth, We have recruited people who are meeting architects and interior designers to push all our, since as a company we're going more on value-added tiles, you know, this is mostly sold by architect interior designers. So we are also keeping a team who's going to promote, who's going to go and meet them. As CMD just said, that we are also strengthening a government department. We just had a 10-people team in north of India. Now we have kept a senior guy. And we're going to have a 30-35-people team all over India, meeting only government projects. So with all these moves, we are very sure that going ahead, we look at a very, very good year. The key is, as we said, in India, there are 4041 towns. As Kajaria, we are just in about 1,000 of them. The key is to make these showrooms in wherever we can to penetrate as far as deep in India. India is very big. Bharat, you all know. The only thing is to make showrooms, you know, motivate our retail partners, motivate our dealers, and make showrooms. Jahan jahan humne showroom bana diya, jahan jahan hamara presence ho gaya, wahan we have seen a drastic improvement in sale. Drastic improvement. I'll give you a very small example. When I went to Kushal Nagar, the guy did five crores. He says, sir, I will double it to 10 crores this year. So my only point is that the potential is huge. As we keep on making showrooms, we are definitely there to achieve the growth. Yes, last 2 years have been tough. The volume growth has not been there. But we see the future very, very good.
So, but then, you know, due to elections, do you think your demand is affected? I mean, we've lost two quarters, which is FY24. Do you think we're going to lose another two quarters of FY25 as well because of elections? We haven't seen much pickup in construction as well as cement as well. So where do you see tiles, sir?
The year which went by has been one of the toughest years on the demand front. Now you will ask why. आप लोगों से जब भी मिलता हूँ आप लोग बोलते हैं रियल स्टेट तो बहुत तेज चल रहा है दो साल से टाइल क्यों नहीं बिक रही है सी रियल स्टेट वॉज वेरी बैड फॉर द लास्ट सो मेनी ईयर्स पहले साल उनका माल बिका दे सोल्ड देयर इन्वेंट्री विच वॉज यू नो एवरी डे बिफोर उसके पहले न्यूज में आता था ये इन्वेंट्री यहाँ ये इन्वेंट्री दे सोल्ड देयर इन्वेंट्री लास्ट ईयर दे स्टार्टेड द कंस्ट्रक्शन वेयर डिड द सिविल पार्ट दिस इज द ईयर वेयर दे विल फिनिश द फिनिशिंग पार्ट वेयर पेंट टाइल्स सैनिटरी वेयर ऑल विल बी यूज एंड वी आर कॉन्फिडेंट इनफ bearing aside 1 or 2 months, which is election months, you all understand, that June onwards things are very positive. And we have already said that for the year also, that will be a low double-digit volume growth and 15% to 17% of EBITDA margins. So I think we are very confident. And fortunately, we have shared our three-year vision plan. So this we have never talked before. This is the first time we are sharing this in a forum like this. And we are very confident that we are there. We are there and will be there.
Thank you so much. I'll come back for more questions.
Hello, sir.
You should also address who you want to answer.
Yeah, this is
my question. Job will be easier. This is
so this is the question for Ashokji. Question is, how has the industry volume growth in F24 and whether we have gained some market share, how our positioning in the market?
Industry volume growth for the domestic market was almost zero. We at Kajaria have only grown by about 6-6.5% in volume terms, so I don't think that's a big gain of market share, I won't call it. But of course, exports have grown up drastically from the industry, and as we all know, it has grown up by almost 30%, 25-30%. So that's a current scenario. And as I said, industry should grow at 6-8% in volume terms over a period of next 3 years. And Kajaria's growth will be better than that, where we are targeting for volume growth of low double digit, which is anywhere between 11-13%.
And second question on the gas price correction. So in F25, how much cost saving we can quantify from that account?
Which account?
Gas price.
There is no change in gas. F24 has been a very normal year for gas. The gas prices almost are the same as what it was in F24. Quarter to quarter, it's almost the same.
No, I'm asking for the next year, the F25. You said in your presentation that...
No, I said there F24, F23, the gas prices went through the roof, as we are all aware. F24, the gas prices came down. quarter to quarter, there is no change in the gas prices for F25 also as we see it now.
And then what is the total cost, amount spent on the advertisement branding for F24?
F24, we spend 131 crores.
Thank you.
I already said that.
Thank you.
Hello?
One more question.
No. After others.
Yeah.
You can't ask too many questions.
Hi. This is Sudhakar from Cowry Capital, and we are also into export and imports. Quality and Kazaria are two sides of the same coin. That's how you have progressed in the last 40 years. That's shown in your financials. And you know, I think we need to give him a big round of applause. Please. Sir, export you mentioned 42,000. Sorry, total turnover, total industry is 42,000 and export is 19,000. Now, what is the growth you feel in export market and which country? Is it Africa? It is South America, North America? Where is your presence is, you know, dominant in export? That's number one. Number two is that, you know, what about your expanding from 4,000 cities to 1,000 cities of India? What is your take on Northeast? Is there any Northeast, seven sister states, Assam, because one of the biggest state of India? Number three is that, you know, the urban and rural divide, because, you know, low-cost housing is going to be dominant in the coming next 20 years. The demand for, you know, the cost-saving factor is going to be very, very interesting. So how do you, look this issue in the low-cost housing area? Number three, and the last, not the least.
Too many questions we can't remember.
One more. Because you removed 150, not very good dealers, and you added 200. That means actually you added only 50 of them. So effect is, you know, almost, you know, low. So do you think, you know, in this 400 new township, you're going to be, doing a real good dealership network? Thank you.
So replying to your question one, export should grow by minimum 15 to 20% this year also. The biggest export markets in the world for India is first is US, followed by Russia, UK and Europe. Your second question about the northeastern states, we are focused there, and it is one of our target areas to how to increase volume growth there. We have a strong sales team based in Bengal and Calcutta, and team based there. But definitely we'll focus in that part also. Your third question about the urban demand and the rural demand, our focus is to penetrate more, as we all said in the earlier presentation, also make more and more showrooms. The real growth is going to come in tier 3 and tier 4 cities going forward. And the company's focus is on making very good showrooms in those cities to tap the growing demand in these rural towns in tier 3 and tier 4 cities. The last question related to your low-cost housing. Now, Kajaria is a premium brand. We cannot drop our prices too much because we have to maintain our margins also. But we are doing projects on a case-to-case basis where the margins are decent and the payment security is of utmost importance to us also. So all things being in focus, we have to take a very balanced approach in that regard for your fourth question. Thank you.
Hello. Hi. I'm Smitesh. Just one question with regard to demand. See, we, as per presentation, what we suggested, T+2 can be a revival for the tile industry and ancillary home industry. Plus, from 1,000 town, we are going to 2,000 towns, right? And right now, we are doing, we have a limited capacity. So how do you plan to increase the capacity? And secondly, would we be able to meet the entire incremental demand if it comes through outsourcing, what we are currently doing also? Thank you.
There is no limited capacity, there's unlimited capacity. I mean, whenever we want, we can always scale up through outsourcing. That is always an option. And our plants are very well equipped. So As long as demand is there, we are completely equipped to fulfill all the demands. So capacity is not an issue. Does that answer your question?
Good evening, sir. Good evening, sir. Thanks a lot for the very brief presentation, firstly. Just two questions from my end. You mentioned about your growth targets. You've given your revenue targets. You've given your volume targets. When we do some maths, your volume CAGR comes out to be around 12-odd% versus your revenue CAGR at about 10%. Just trying to understand, what kind of product mix are you expecting to change? Is there any, products which are expected to come at lower end because of which, we'll be able to ramp up volumes and where there could be, slight dip in realizations? That's my first question.
The current volume mix in our basket is ceramics is 43%, PVT is 26%, and GVT is 31%. What we're looking at is ceramics and PVT will continue to grow at 10% volume growth. GVT will grow more, 15-16%. So all the divisions will grow in the next coming 3 years to attain the numbers which is shown in the presentation.
So ideally speaking, GVT, if I'm not wrong, is a better product in terms of pricing and in terms of realization. Ideally, that should have led to, if it's 12% volume growth, that should have led to at least a 13 or a 14% revenue growth. So that is some maths I'm just trying to understand. So is it the pricing strategy which is going to be more aggressive? Is it competitive intensity which we are planning to address, something there?
So right now we are just looking at fulfilling the demand of the market. So whatever it is, however it will shape up, we'll change our strategy accordingly. Right now our only focus is volume, volume, volume. So right now we're not making any product mix change. We are promoting, all the three verticals have to sell. Whether ceramic, PVT, GVT, all are selling, all have to sell. As the market takes the demand, we'll do it.
Understood.
But we are also working on, yes, value-added products, which takes a little bit more time to get established. As they are, as we're making showrooms, as they're displaying the showrooms, yes, the margins will be a little bit better there.
Understood. So when you're talking about it, it's large slab, basically, that's one product which I understand. Sure.
Correct. But the market size is very, very less for it. I mean, we are working on it. We are trying to promote it as much as we can. But still, the market, the overall in the portfolio, it's very, very less. It's a very small percentage.
Understood, sir. So thanks for that. My second question is related to capex. When you mentioned 250 crores of capex an year, are we looking to add at least about 5 MSM capacity each year? That's the plan? Or if you could elaborate on your capex plan there.
So these are now, you have almost 7 tile plants and 3 sanitary, 2 sanitary ware and 1 faucet plant. So these are all regular capex. Any other, whenever you want to add production, there'll be a different capex. This is all the capex to maintain the plants, regular capex.
Hello sir, hi. Very good evening and thank you for the opportunity. So my very first question would be, the Coalition of Fair Trade in Ceramic Tiles has filed a petition within US International Trade Commission to initiate an investigation to seek anti-dumping on tiles which have been shipped from India. Do you see any upside potential risk that Morbi players would start ultimately dumping their production volume in India?
So the US market is only 7% of India's export turnover. Even if the duty comes out, we only lose 3.5% because exports will still happen by players. So it will not get a big difference in the entire export scenario going forward.
Okay, and my last question would be, how exactly do you see this overall market panning out in next 2 to 3 years? Like more often, what exactly customer are preferring the design, or are they preferring a big tiles? How exactly is in tier 1, tier 2 and tier 3 cities?
See, what does a customer want? A customer wants a good product, a good brand, right? The designs are more or less the same. What tile Kajaria is making, XYZ is making the similar kind of tile. The only way what as a company what we can do is good products at good cost, good prices. Again, as a customer who's in Jalgaon or any other small city, what does he look for? He makes his house once or twice in his lifetime. When he wants to build a house, he will go around in the market. Kajaria, yes, is the number one brand in the country because we as a company spend a lot of money. And that's one of our biggest forties. Secondly, by giving that experience of the showroom. So when a customer gets a good brand, a good customer experience in the showroom, a good product, we personally feel, why will you go to somebody else? That's what we can do. As a company, this is what we can do, right? Giving good products, good experience as a customer, a good brand, good well-trained staff to attend the customer. If a customer is getting all those factors, we personally feel of whatever experience we have in the industry and whatever we have, when we speak to our dealers, we had a big dealer meet right now in Thailand about 4 days back. And so we take all this feedback from dealers and they say, sir, for sure, it is Kajaria is the number one tile brand in the country. Usme koi doubt nahi hai. And as we are giving the right experience to our customer, we feel that he'll not go anywhere else.
Thank you so much, sir.
Hello. Yeah. So over the past 10 years, we've seen two major events which has happened, two major market sizes which have formed where Kajaria has not really been able to gotten a lot of market share. So when I'm speaking about exports from India, which is like a, you alluded like a 20,000 crore odd market, the adoption of tile adhesives, which are under 5,000 crore market, so that's almost half the market size of your current domestic market which you are, and we've not been able to take advantage of it yet. So what are we doing now to ensure that whenever the next big shift or big market size gets created, we'll be the prime beneficiary of the same?
See, exports will always be a very low realization business, and we don't intend to do more than 2 to 3% exports because globally, we have not invested that much money in branding. You're fighting against the whole world. In India, as we said, we spent 800 crores in the last 10 years to build a brand premium. So exports is a very, very competitive market where you don't get that realization. Morbi does that because they have to sell their production at the plant because they don't have that brand premium in the domestic market. Coming to a second question, we just entered a desert 3 years ago. Now we started taking it very seriously. Our first plant is coming up in Rajasthan by September. That'll give us a boost once we have our own manufacturing facility. And as we go, keep on going further, we'll take more steps to see how we can consolidate our position in this new segment which you've just recently entered.
And this young man is handling the adhesive division.
Karthik, so add on more to this about the adhesive.
So in FY24, we grew at 42% from 35 crores to 50 crores. And this year we're targeting a 70% growth to 85 crores. So we are being very aggressive in the segment and we're targeting to capture as many dealers from our network as we can to sell our products.
Thank you. Hi sir, can I? Since Karthik is here and talking about that, am I audible?
Yeah.
So Karthik, you're talking about the growth near term. How should we think about the margins of this category, let's say 3 years down the line?
So currently we have EBITDA margins of around 20%, and I expect that we can maintain somewhere around 18 to 20% going forward as well.
And should we expect any kind of capex in this? Because right now it's an outsourcing model.
Yes, we will have some capex, but it's not very expensive to set up adhesive plants. And we are going to set up small units across the country because it's a freight intensive segment.
Can ask Rishi or Chetan on your sanitary ware. So that's where our growth plan is quite aggressive. Like you're talking about 24% kind of a CAGR growth, right? And T+2 should be applicable here as well, right? At the same amount of time.
So sanitary ware, we have done a lot of things. 30th March, we just opened a new plant in Gujarat. It's the capex which was approved by the board. So it is one of the most very, very high-tech plant producing very, very good value-added products. We're having a big launch in July where we're taking almost 300 dealers all over India to the plant to book orders and to show them the plant. So with sanitary ware, our faucet range is anyways very good. Again, in this model is the same. Again, here we are again making showrooms. Hamare mein jo dikhta hai, wo bikta hai. Again, the penetration is the same. Sanitary ware, funnily, it's a big industry. When we are talking to dealers, we are talking to this dealer. He says, I'm going to open a showroom next month in Kanpur. He's opened a 25,000 square feet showroom. 7,000 square feet is Jaguar and Artis, where he's given us 8,000 square feet of tiles as well. He's been dealing with Jaguar for a while. So what I'm trying to say is that again, we have the same concept. Jahan jahan deep penetration karenge, wherever we can penetrate, make showrooms, that way the volume will grow. So we are again with this new plant, our product basket will be complete, will be properly complete. We have all kinds of products, all ranges, and we're going to spend on brand and again make showrooms with dealers.
So Rishi, size-wise, we have been reach a reasonable size. And should we think about that, how the company thinking about the margin versus the growth? So in terms of the margin in next 3 years, or where you think you can stable, at what level and what time?
I think what we are really missing out is in the volume right now. So right now we did 380 crores top line last year. And the vision is in the next 3 years to, vision is to double it. We are going very aggressive and the vision is to touch 700 to 750 crores of top line. If that happens, the margin will automatically come. Margin is not a problem. It's a good margin product. The only thing is our volumes are not there. Our expenses are more. As the volumes increase, the value increases, the margin will automatically come. It'll be in the similar lines of tiles, not less for sure. Not less for sure.
We think in next 3 years we can reach, let's say, low double digit kind of a margin in this category. Low double digit to in next 3 years, can we reach, let's say, low double digit to mid-teens kind of margin?
100%, for sure. Better than that. Okay. Better than that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Because even the plant which we have put, we are going to make much more value-added products where the margins are much better. So as the plant sale picks up, automatically the margins will start getting better.
Got it. Thank you.
So, sir, two questions. In your PowerPoint, you said realizations across tile categories seem to have bottomed out. I think in the last quarter, you said realizations are lower because of increased promotions done by you.
May I request people to introduce themselves and then put up the question? It will be better. Thank you.
So my name is Vinamra from JM Financial.
We can't see you, Vinamra.
So my only question was, does the bottoming out of realization, does it mean less promotions, or is this due to larger tile sizes in the portfolio?
No, bottom prices have now not come down further, and it will only be maintained at the same level. It will not go down more. That's what the bottom out realization sentence means, basically.
Okay. So next question is, so premium and especially elite consumption, it's really doing well. Premium tiles are a great segment, but marbles are the ultimate form of premium flooring. How are you convincing customers, between the choice of tiles versus marbles?
Again, the key is making good showrooms and experience centers. Tiles have a lot of advantage over marble in terms of the cost, the laying time, and the consistency. So as we penetrate deeper with the larger format tiles and the slabs, which are equivalent to marble, automatically the tiles will start replacing marble, which is already happening in a lot of cities when we talk to dealers across the country.
Just to add to that, for your information, a lot of projects are now taking tiles. Who used to take marble? A lot of them are converting into tiles. So marble industry is not growing, but tile industry, yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
Hello. Yeah. Hi, this is Sohil Kaura here from ICICI Securities. I just wanted your revenue and volume mix for FY24 in terms of the ceramic PVT and GVT. Thank you.
Yeah. So the volume mix category-wise, ceramics was 43%, PVT was 26%, GVT was 31%. In terms of revenue mix, ceramics was 38%. PVT was 26% and GVT was 36%.
Hi, this is Anmol. I have a question that what are the key IT initiatives that we are going to take in next 3 years, as I saw in the presentation as well?
You asked the key IT initiatives, right?
Yes.
The first, we're introducing the Salesforce automation concept, which will improve the efficiency of our own sales team. We have 155 sales force across the country. So they will be able routing better, meeting dealers better. They can open a lot of function in the app to manage the whole system. Then we're also introducing a dealer management system, which will help the efficiency of our dealers by placing orders directly to the factory, which goes through the sales coordination team right now. They can see the investments online, their accounts online. It will be very easy and efficient for them going forward once the whole system is introduced across the country.
Thank you.
In your presentation, there was a mention and reference to digitalization. I think the time and the age has come. The time and age has come for digitalization of at least marketing and communication. You referred in your presentation to digitalization.
So yeah. that was one part, the IT initiatives,
yeah.
But we're also spending money on digital marketing, yeah, towards our brand. That's what's already happening right now. Okay. Every year the budget is increasing for digital marketing of the Kajaria brand. That's also being taken care of.
Okay.
In various social media like YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and, yeah, Twitter, everywhere, that's already happening.
Yes, yes, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And the second thought was, there is a serious push towards affordable and low cost housing. Are we contemplating to have a production line or a dedicated plant towards this segment catering of our kind?
First, let me tell you, some gentlemen also put this word low-cost housing. Low-cost housing in India has failed. I hope some of you are aware of that. It has not worked the way it should have worked. Because aspirations of people have gone up. They are not looking for low-cost housing. Am I right? Please correct me if I'm wrong. So there's no question of putting a separate line, and low-cost housing per se has failed. As already said by Rishi, Kajaria is a premium brand, so the question of low-cost doesn't come in.
Affordable housing is one segment which...
Affordable housing and low-cost housing are two different things.
Yes.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Abhishek Shah from Valcore Capital. So I had two basic questions. One was, on the demand side, you mentioned real estate demand comes T+2 for us. So last 3-4 years, when I look at pre-sale numbers of major real estate developers in India, they've not gone up by 10-15%. It's been 3x or 4x. And when I see our expectation or our projection of tile growth for us, it's just 11%. So my question to you is, are we being conservative in this? Because if I look at the numbers, you know, we could be looking for a very serious, you know, upcycle for us. So that's the first question. Second is,
you people ask this question even without listening to what we are saying, right? Everybody asks, real estate 2 saal se badhiya hai, tile kyun nahi badh rahi hai? I keep on answering this. First mein unki inventory biki, second mein unka civil bana, ab hamari time aayi hai. Right, but if you keep on asking the same question, it will be the same answer. What can we do more than that, tell me?
Right, no, I'm just trying to understand 3 years out, maybe 1 saal, 2 saal, 3 saal.
Our journey has just started, and that's why we have shared a 3-year vision with you.
So yes, we might be a little conservative in our approach. Let us perform and then talk about it rather than just talking about it and not performing.
Fine, fair enough. Got it. Second also somewhere on similar lines, but on the EBITDA margins. Historically, we've done much higher margins also. I understand once growth comes, we could be looking at that. You know, adhesives expected to do 20% margin, 18 to 20%. Our sanitary ware business also, we are seeing margins could go up sharply from where they are. So then why the 15, 17% range? Again, is that conservative? Because historically, we've done much higher. And the other segments where margins are relatively lower will scale up significantly.
I think the main contributor will be the volume, because we are going to get some operating leverage also, but that will be mainly for the, because last 4-5 years we have grown in mid single digit, so now our focus is to grow in a good at 10-13%. So when the volume will go, the expenses will not go in tandem with that, so definitely that will give us operating leverage. And selling price have bottomed out, and we see good growth coming, and everything will be better going forward. Got the expenses are not going to go in tandem with the volume.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Good evening, sir. My name is Mudit Agarwal from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. So my first question is related to the biofuel. What was the mix in FY24 full year? And we expecting a further benefit on the biofuel side in the total power and fuel cost?
Biofuel overall is about 22%, roughly about 22%. For north plants, it's close to about 30%. And fuel prices are more or less on the same lines what it was in FY24 quarter to quarter. First quarter will almost be the same like before. And unless any drastic thing happens on the gas front, more or less it will be the same lines, whatever happened in FY20.
Okay. And so second question was on the mix for the institutional as well as retail. Like we are now focusing on the adding more to the government projects. So is there any material shift from institutional, I mean B2C?
See, currently our sales are 70% retail through dealers against the industry norm of 50-50. That's why Kajaria's margins are better. Out of 30% that we sell, we call it institutional sales. Mm. Institutional sales are about 3-4 kinds. One is government projects, where there is a lot of money being spent by government on infrastructure like education, healthcare, airports, defense, now railway stations. So these are the areas where the government is working on that. That's roughly about 12% in Kajaria as of now. Okay. It can further go up with the strengthening of the government project team by at least 3-4% in the coming next 2-3 years. Another 7-8% you can say is for the large builders that we talk about, which are listed builders, you can say, or large builders. And 10% is the mid-level builders across India. So that's the basic ratio.
Thank you, sir. That's my question.
So just to add to that, we are putting our effort in every channel, whether it is the showroom, retail channel, or the project channel, so that we are looking at where we can get business from every angle.
Hello. Hi, this is Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Just a follow-up on last question. In FY24, how has been the demand, if you can divide in retail and institutional side? And further, you can give some sense, how is your private order book right now, and what is the outlook on industry side?
He just mentioned it is 70-30. 70% is our retail orders and 30% is our institution orders. That's the basic funda. And as we said, we are penetrating from both the angles. From the retail angle also, we're getting very aggressive. Institutional angle also, we're getting aggressive so that we can get more market share, increase our volumes.
Okay. And how is the margin profile on institutional side?
It is lesser than retail.
Any broader ballpark number?
It is. It will always be 3-4 basis points lesser than retail.
Okay.
4-5% lesser than retail.
One last question from my side. We can see the discounting might have increased in Q4 to push volumes. So will this incentive continue in Q1 also?
Not only Q4, the entire last year, as you are aware, the gas prices kept coming down. When I say gas prices, mean the fuel part, the combination of gas and the other biofuel and everything. So as a result, we had to pass on the incentive to the dealers to sell more because the market was such. So basically, it happened throughout the year. Now the prices, as already said, have bottomed out because there's nothing further to go beyond that. So this year, you will see the realization also getting better than what it was in F24 in all the three divisions.
Okay, got it. The question was more on that side because earlier fuel prices were cooling off, so higher incentive were given. But in Q4, fuel prices were stable. Still, we can see NSR have taken a knock, which has led to lower margin.
No, last year, as I said, the market was subdued. Don't even, you have to understand that part also. Na? If the market was subdued, what do? You try to sell more with better discounts to the dealers. Prices in industry doesn't come down normally. But it's a more incentive to the dealer to sell more. So that's what it's.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Nitin Gandhi from InnoQuest Advisors. Just trying to understand what's likely to be overall capital allocation strategy for bath, ply, and adhesive. Because you are aiming, say, 20% revenue coming by in 3 years to that level. So what's going to be, like, out of 250, 225, 250 also, how is it going to be allocated? And what's likely to be the gross block by 27 for these three business, or capital employed for that matter? And what's overall strategy, that what kind of percentage revenue you would look forward from non-tile business, say 5-10 years down the line? Thank you.
So the other non-tile businesses are growing faster than the tile because the base is low.
and our we are a tile company, we would remain majorly a tile company. So going forward, like say after 3 or 5 years, our sales from tile would not be less than 85% to 87%, maybe 84%. So they may grow faster, but the tile, because of the high base, will always have a very, very major portion. And the capital allocation will primarily be for tile and for normal capex. In other adhesive or bathware, it is going to be very small. Like in adhesive, we are putting up a plant just for 15 crore rupees. So for adhesive, the capex will not be more than 20-30 crore, depending upon the growth. If we are getting good growth, maybe the capex may be more, but we are not going to do a very big capex or diversify into any business. So the total focus will be tile and the products which our dealers are selling, because we will leverage our brand and dealer distribution network.
Thank you. And regarding Nepal, if you can share some thoughts, what's likely to be potential revenue coming from there, and how is it considered in 1,000 crore?
So basically, we're putting up a 5 million square meter plant in Nepal. It'll be a mix of ceramic and GVT. The capex is 181 crore. It's a 50-50 joint venture between Kajaria and Ramesh Corporation out there. The total market size is roughly 2,000 crore. So we're expecting a 10% share. The total market has 40 million square meters. So expecting a roughly 10% market share once we sell full capacity. Due to incessant rains in the last couple of months, the project was delayed. Looking at a production starting roughly around July 24, basically.
So it's likely to be low asset turn.
Pardon?
Margins are better.
Okay.
Turnover less hoga, margins will be better.
So upward.
And when once we double the capacity in 1 or 2 years, it'll even get better. Abhi kya hai wahan par Nepal mein duty is very, very expensive when you sell from India. So we'll get a lot of margin, much better margin when we produce in Nepal. That is the reason of putting our plant there.
The duty is 50 to 55% out there, the customs duty.
And to double the capacity, what will be the additional capex required?
Much lesser, much lesser. If we are putting 180 crores right now, it'll be about 70, 80 crores.
Thank you very much.
I think I missed asking you, what is going to be the CSR model, if there's any, is it IPL which you mentioned, is there any connection with the CSR project?
No connection between
brand spend.
The IPL is a brand spending, it's part of the advertising budget, and CSR is more for the corporate social responsibility.
Yeah, what is that CSR projects which you have in the country?
A lot of projects are happening. The most recent is training of masons, which we've initiated. Then a lot of our factories are doing their own CSR in their surrounding districts and neighborhoods, like cancer treatment things, building sanitation facilities. So it's all there on the website. A lot of activities are happening in the CSR regard.
Building of schools, building of toilets in schools. So what we also do is, in and around our factories, because that can be monitored very well by our factory team. So in and around our factories, we spend a lot of money on CSR. To develop the local places. So it just gives a good...
Anything on AI, artificial intelligence, to be to your workers? Or no, to your dealer?
Sir, abhi AI pe kahan par aa gaya? AI workers ke liye kahan se aa gaya abhi? Abhi to artificial intelligence mein what time hai worker ke liye aane ke liye?
No, see, Kajaria looks maybe, I don't know, 50 years ahead. That's how I am, my question.
Sir, we look 50 years ahead, but we go with the times, right? We have to do what is right now.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
Hi, my name is Jainam Mora, and I had a question to ask. It's a macro question. I'm trying to understand what are the trends that you see in the building material industry, particularly in tiles. Has the customer behavior changed in terms of, like you were talking about, it's a premium brand and you're taking those initiatives. So I just wanted to understand from a macro perspective when it comes to building material, because we are also looking at adhesives and all other categories as well. Is there any change in the consumer trend, and is there anything that has remained same? Because there is a tendency, the macro tendency I can understand of building home once and all that. But is there something that has remained same, and is there something that has changed? If you could throw some light on that.
So one change which you've noticed is after COVID, people have gotten spending more on their houses. That has come more into a tech focus, because that is where they spend a lot of their time. So now they want to splurge more and have higher brand aspirations also. So this is gradually translating into buying more known brands and spending more money in renovating the house and going for bigger size tiles also, because that is where maximum of the time is spent in the house. That's one change we've noticed after COVID.
Thank you. Yeah.
If there are no questions, thank you very much, but we can informally discuss over drinks and dinner outside after this. Thank you, and please join us for drinks and dinner. Thank you.
अभी उसको चेक करने दे दिया अंदर दो नंबर आ